This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Yud Ches. We are up to Si'if Beis. Simen Yud Ches, Si'if Beis. Sedinim, sheets, Afal Pi Sha'adam Yashen Bahem, Baboiker, Ein Matil Mehem Tzitzis. Sheets, even though people sleep in them in the morning, they don't need tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Behem Tzitzis, Mnei She'ikar Tashmishan Balayla, their main use is the night, Uksis Laila Mikri. It's called a night garment. Even though we said that if it's for the day and the night, it's chayiv and tzitzis, but this is called primarily for the day. Primarily for the night. Achlefi zelo haya pater rak la rush. Accordingly, this would only be pater according to the rush, that a night garment is pater. But according to the Rambam, that in the day you're chayiv aval haramim the chsis laila chayiv bayoim. But according to the Rambam, that a night garment is chayiv during the day chayiv. V'yeshoimim oytam leftor. There are those who bring another reason to pater. Mishum duloy chiva hatoira rak derech malbush oy derech itof. Some say there's another reason to pater, because the Torah only obligates derech malbush or derech itof, loy derech ha'ala ba'alma. The Torah does not obligate only wearing it or wrapping it, but not just draping it. But v'yesh chokim asrur l'dafil miyatzia tachta beged shel arba kamas chametzis. Some disagree and they say even if you have a blanket underneath you, it's chayiv in tzitzis. V'chol shekein derech halah, certainly if it's covering you. Akein hechriya Magen Avram. Therefore the Magen Avram says that if you have a blanket that you sleep in sometimes during the day, diyase keren achas agula. Meaning, we have two heterim here. One heter for a blanket is it's a nighttime garment. But the only thing is, that's only heter according to the Rosh, that a nighttime garment is pater. But what are you going to say according to the Rambam, that during the day you're chayiv? So some want to say, well, according to the Rambam, there's another kula, that you're not chayiv derech halah, only derech malbush ve'itof, only wearing or wrapping. The problem with that is that some say you're chayiv to have tzitzis, even if it's totally under you. So therefore, the Magen Avram says you should corner off one edge of the baged of the cover. The Yetz Aliba the Kolyama. Achin Mashma Dvarav the In Lachmer is Arak Besadin Shaltzemer. The Magen Avram is Mashma. You only have to be Machmer if it's a blanket of wool. Avolo Bishal Pishdon Esharminim the Ayin Hatam BePrima Gadam. So, if you're wondering why don't you ever see that people corner off part of their cover, it's because the Chumrah of the Magen Avram is only if it's wool. The Chazon Ish says that if you're lenient, you have what to rely on. Rav Chaim Knievsky explains in the Shaina Halachos that even if it's wool, you have what to rely on if you don't corner off a part of the beged. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber continues. Sif Gimel. Me'emas ha'mevarach al tzitzis b'shachar. When could you make a brach on tzitzis in the morning? Me'sheyakir ben tchila shabbat l'lovan shabbat. When you could differentiate between the blue and the white. Says Rama, v'im levashay me'alois ha'shachar ve'ilach. If you put on the tzitzis from alois and on, ye'sharmim de'mevarach alav. Some say you make a bracha. V'chein noyagin, and that's the custom. That from alois hashachar already you can make the bracha. V'im levasha kodem lachem, you put on before, kagan beslichos lo yivarech alav, you don't make the bracha. Sheyar hayom, when it becomes daybreak, yimashmish bo yivarech, you feel it, you touch it, and then you make the bracha. Sif katan tes, mishayakir. V'u azman demishayir eschaber haragi lmo iksas b'richa ka'ar ba'amas v'yakirenu. That's the time when you could recognize your friend, when you see a friend that you're somewhat accustomed with him, that you could recognize him at four amos. Now, how much is that time, Lamaisa? Well, let's just finish this Mishnah Berurah. Hamuskal kamam simen nuches legabe kriya shema. We know that's the earliest time for shema. Says the Beis Yosef and simen nuches b'shem the rush the chad shiuruhu zman kriya shema and zman tzitzis are one share ayin shama ber hagra in yoninu. That shear, the Be'er Halacha brings, the Prima Gadim, that's about a tenth of an hour. 6 minutes after Alois. The Minchas Yitzchak says that the Bir Halacha seems to agree with that. But the Minchas Yitzchak says that the Gedolei Zmanenu say that the time of Misha Yaker is between 15 minutes and 30 minutes after Alois HaShachar. See? Between 15 minutes and 30 minutes after Alois HaShachar. The Kaf HaChaim writes, the Minhag is in Yerushalayim, that it's 1 hour before Nates. So in other words, 12 minutes after Alois HaShachar. Some say, no, it's 52 minutes before Nates, so 20 minutes after Alois HaShachar. Some say it's 40 minutes before Nates, 32 minutes after Alois HaShachar. The Igros Moshe says it's between 35 and 40 minutes before Nates. So that means it's between 32 and 37 minutes before Alois HaShachar. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's not less than 36 minutes before Nates. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's less than 50 minutes before Nates. Rabbi Eliashiv says it's not kedai to put on tzitzis until you're within 30 minutes before Nates. That's 42 minutes after Alois HaShachar. Okay, very interesting. It's really, there's no precise consensus regarding, but it's somewhere between 6 minutes after Alois and 42 minutes after Alois. But according to most, it's within the 30-minute vicinity after Alois HaShachar. Sivkaton Yud. V'chein noigin ayin bebir ha'agra, shepasa kedasa shulchan aruch. Meaning, the Ramah is very lenient. The Ramah says if you put on tzitzis from Alois HaShachar, you make a bracha. The Mechaber says no, you have to wait till Misha Yaker. Look in the Be'er Groi, passings like the Shulchan Aruch, from Megadim Kasav Mashad Duchukav, you're very pressed. Hamekel Aniach Malois HaShachar V'lech in Goyim Bay. If you're going to put on tzitzis, make a bracha from Alois, we're not going to scream at you. V'al Kapanam L'Chachila B'Vali Nochen Mo'od L'Hamtim L'Varcha Ad Sheyaker Ben Tchilas Lavan. But L'Chachila, it's certainly very correct to wait to make a bracha until you recognize between blue wool and white wool. V'chein Nira Dasa Ol Yarabah. This would also seem to be the opinion of the Ol Yarabah. V'diyeved Nira. But the evidence it seems that filu and berach kodem amar hashachar, even if you made a bracha before amar hashachar, la yachzer v'yivarch, you cannot go back and make a bracha. Even if you made a bracha from before amar hashachar, you hear this? Let's say you made a bracha before amar hashachar, you're not going to make a bracha. Why? Because v'shem alach karosh the chsos yom belayla chayev. So anytime you make a bracha too early, you're never going to have to go back and make another bracha because the rush would say that a day garment is chayv a night. Yemashmesh boy, right? So loymer b'tzitziyosav, you should be mamashmesh in your tzitzis. Okay, so that is the completion of Sif Yurches. Simen Yurches. And we are going to do one more today. Okay? So here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.